I'm so glad we decided to come to this music festival. They have the best musicians in town. I guess that's why they come back every year. Oh, baby, look! There's an ice cream truck! Yes, I know, I'm your eternal 7-year-old. But whoever said that was a bad thing? Exactly, so why don't you kiss me, and then we can go get some ice cream. Why? Don't make fun of me. Look, it should be a compliment to you that you can still make my cheeks turn bright red after all this time. Now, what flavor of ice cream do you want, Boo? Ooh, that sounds good. I think I'll get one too. Yes. I'd like two of, these, please. One in a cone and the other in a bowl, please. Can you add sprinkles to the one in the dish? Thank you so much. How much do I owe you? Oh, okay, here we go. Aw, thank you so much. Oh, how long has it been, sweetie? Well, we've been married for a year and some change. Oh, thank you. I think they're pretty good looking myself. Thanks for the ice cream. I love sprinkles. See, baby, this is why we're so good together. The elderly man at the window thought we were so cute. You get a cone because you can handle it. And I get a dish with sprinkles because I'm a mess. Baby, I love this song. Wanna go watch? This is so much fun. This is really nice, baby. It was a good idea. And the twinkle lights on the trees are so pretty. Don't you just love it? You know, twinkle lights make everything better. Oh, no. No. You can't make me. Yes, slow dancing with you in general sounds like a great time when we can do whatever we want in our kitchen. Baby, there's like 300 people here, and we're both terrible at dancing. Just because they called couples up to dance doesn't mean we should. Yes, I know you let me sing earlier, but you know that was only because I wanted to hear you laugh. All right, fine. Let's go. Thank God there are other couples here. Well, for one, I don't want anyone else eyeing my boo-boo. You're mine, and that's it. Got it? It's so nice out here. And the twinkle lights are pretty, and they make your eyes shine. Here, give me your hand, and my hand goes here, and I know you're gonna giggle because you're insanely ticklish. I promise I won't, baby. That's definitely an at-home thing. You know, you hear all these stories about people having grown up together, and ending up together and being married for 6 years. I don't think it matters whether or not I grew up with you. Just because I've only known you for the last few years, that doesn't mean anything to me. I am hopelessly in love with you. I mean that. Whenever I'm around you, things only get better. You make life worth living and more bearable through all of the heartache we've both been through. I will never, ever let that go. I've been waiting so long for you to show up in my life, and there's no way I could let you go. I've let myself get used before, just so I could imagine or hope for a second that the love I was receiving was good enough. Baby, with you, I don't have to hope or wonder whether or not we love each other rightly. Every time you look at me, I know you feel the same way I do, even if it's not butterflies. My head gets all fuzzy and it makes me want to hold you forever, and I'm so lucky to be able to be held by you in the first place. You are the love of my life, and that won't change. I don't care about phases of our journey, our adventure together. Our love may change in the way we show it, but it will never change in substance. My love for you will grow with each minute of every day. No matter the fight we might have had or the amazing romantic moments we keep making, I will always be hopelessly in love with you. Okay, I'm gonna tip the musician and we're going home. We need some time alone. Whether that means crying over Disney movies, geeking out over Star Wars because it's freaking Star Wars, or something else, I'm not sure. I just need to be alone with you for a few hours without people watching. How does that sound? Perfect. Let's go. I love you so much.